to very different contexts. The passage from the Old Testament book of Jeremiah and the Gospel passage from St. Luke spell out the consequences, on the one hand, of living realistically, in other words, taking seriously the Word of God, and on the other hand, of accepting consciously or unconsciously the illusion of human self-sufficiency. Let's look first at what Jeremiah has to say. It tells a harsh truth about our hearts. Our hearts are devious, disobedient, difficult. We may desperately want to do good and be kind and loving, but our hearts are easily drawn astray. We find it easier to manipulate than inspire, to be judgmental than loving, or we love, but we attach strings to that love. Jeremiah says we have a choice to make, and he paints a picture to help us. Picture two trees, he says. One is like a bush in the desert, a withered, rootless weed in the parched, salt desert. People who trust in money, power, possessions, and whose hearts turn against God are like this bush. For those of us who have seen a rainstorm in dried up streams or riverbeds, you know how the bush can grow there in the first place. Torrents of water rush through a dried up place, creating a wide, fast running riverbed. Life springs up on the edges, but it can't last. The water dries up, the life withers. This shallow river, here today and gone tomorrow, is Jeremiah's picture of the values of this world. We can choose to put our roots beside this shallow river. We can choose to value money, possessions, pleasure, prestige, the use of violence and coercion, and all the other things that this world values. But if we do that, we'll find ourselves one day beside that dried up riverbed, like a bush in the desert. Now picture another tree, planted by a different source of water, the river of God. Those who trust in God will be like this tree, says the prophet. It isn't afraid when the heat comes. It's not anxious, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it's not anxious and never fails to bear fruit. So we, all of you and I, and all of those on behalf of baby Leo, who is to be baptized in a few minutes, have a choice to make. Where will we put down our roots? By the temporary stream of this world, or by the river of God? It's as simple as making a choice. And yet we know we have difficulty making the simple, right choice and sticking to it. Sometimes we want the thrill of the torrential stream in the desert, and we feel the sadness when something we've placed our trust in dries up. And sometimes we want the cooling waters of God's care, the everlasting love of God. It's hard for us to say planted, even when we know the right choice to make. St. Luke, in our gospel passage for today, says when Jesus Christ came to be God among us, to bring us closer to God and to show us God's love, he brought in the kingdom of God among us, in our midst, here and now. Yet the kingdom of the world is also very much still with us and around us. While we long for truth and beauty and justice, and sometimes even work for these good and right things, we are also influenced and motivated by the values of this world. Our hearts are divided. We're not sure where to plant our roots, because we see that wealth and coercion and power are appealing. We also sense that there's something more than this world has to offer. Our hearts are divided because we live in two worlds at once. The world of the kingdom of God, which means life and fullness, and the world of earthly values, which ultimately means barrenness and death. Jesus spoke to our divided hearts, our life in two worlds, two realities, when he spoke his blessings and his woes in what St. Luke calls the Sermon on the Plain, perhaps better known to us as Matthew's version of the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are you who are poor, who are hungry, who weep. Blessed are you when people hate you and exclude you and insult you. Woe to you who are rich, who are full, who are laughing now. Woe to you when all speak well of you. What does Jesus mean by this? Well, in giving these blessings and woes, perhaps Jesus wasn't simply dividing us into two separate groups. Perhaps he was speaking to our being in two worlds at once. There's a place in all our hearts that merits woe. Blessed are you who weep. Woe to you who are rich. These are words for our divided hearts, but words help us to choose the right paths, end the division, and set our roots deep, because the deeper we set our roots, the harder it will be to move the tree. The image Jeremiah gives us of the tree makes the point that the person who trusts in the Lord would be like a tree planted by the waterside that sends its roots along a stream. As the life-giving water from the stream nourishes the tree, so we draw our food from God, which enables us to be patient and kind, loving and compassionate as he is. Those who love their enemies and do good and lend without expecting any return, says Jesus in Luke's sermon, will have a rich reward. Notice, mind you, that Jesus doesn't say a rich reward in heaven, as we might expect. The reward he's talking about isn't heavenly bliss, but having in this world, on this earth, that family likeness to God, which is the goal and fruit of family living. Our faith, as we deepen our roots in God, gives life and hope, assurance and confidence, even in the midst of difficulties of life for some of us, chemotherapy, unemployment, heartache, at the funeral in the midst of tears. It's a paradox. Joy from sadness, hope from hurt, fullness from hunger, wealth from poverty. It's a paradox, like the cross that spread its branches into the air and light, a tree with its roots planted in God's river of living water, a tree on which Jesus went through weakness to give all of us strength. Jesus died on that tree and rose again that we might know life, that we might choose to set our roots by God's living stream, that we might be fed, our tears dried, our lives blessed, to give healing for our hearts, in order to make our divided hearts whole, our devious hearts trustworthy and ready to listen and obey God, our difficult hearts steady and calm, ready to love as God loves us. As Leo is brought forward in a few minutes to be baptized, to have a few drops of God's living stream of water splashed on his head, we pray that his parents, godparents, family and friends, and all of us here today would play our part in sowing seeds of faith in him, so that these small roots will begin to strengthen and deepen and develop into a living faith over the years, until Leo can claim that faith as his own. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.